So I'm speaking with Mariellis Garcia in New York City right now, who's coming to Carbondale early next week with David Norsworthy from Toronto to host two community workshops and give a performance at the Launchpad in partnership with Dance Initiative and Carbondale Arts. So in your own words, what are these workshops about? How would you describe them?
David and I's project is about trying to figure out how we can make a performance that is truly relevant to a community or to the audience specifically. And so the two workshops that we'll be hosting the week that we're there, we'll actually be doing like simple movement exercises and personal reflection and group discussion type things. All together, these things called, or what we're currently considering calling, thought artifacts. So they're like passing thoughts or antidotes or jokes, things the community is thinking about. And these thought artifacts are going to be literally like our choreographic score. We're going to use these stories and these feelings and or thoughts, and we're going to use them as the source material for the choreographic material we'll be making. And so in some ways, every residency that we're doing workshops to be able to sort of engage with the community. And then in a way to challenge our creative work, we adapt the material and the phrase work and the choreographic material directly to each community. So we're super excited to have two workshops at Carbondale because I feel like we can only skim the surface in one workshop, and then doing a second one will give us an opportunity to touch base with that same group of people and evolve those stories or those thought artifacts a bit more. So those are our workshops.
What other towns are going to be participating in this project?
What other towns? Oh, so we had a residency in New York. That was our first one. We'll be in Tivoli, New York, which is where Katzbahn International Dance Center is. Hopefully later on this year, we're doing Toronto in Canada. And then we have some other things in the burners, but it's a bit too soon to talk about those. They
Okay.
are not solidified.
And eventually, are you hoping this will culminate into a whole performance that represents, I guess, if it's Toronto, it's not only the United States, but many different places, at least in North
Yeah,
America?
for sure. Ideally, we imagine this piece sort of growing into a sort of collage or a montage of communities and also the similarities in concern and excitement and, priorities from community to community. And we would imagine that this would lead to a longer evening length work that can be presented ideally. And we're thinking big here, but ideally going back and presenting it in all the original cities that were helpful in its original development.
Cool.
So we're thinking of it as a long-term project.
What would you say to encourage people to come out to these workshops? First of all, when are they going to be?
So the workshops are Tuesday, May 23rd from 6:15 to 8:15 at the Launchpad. And then the second one is Thursday, May 25th from 6:15 to 8:15, also at the Launchpad. I think what I would say to encourage people to come is that we're really looking for anyone who has a story to share or is interested in collaborative works. So when we were originally thinking about this, it's less about having dancers come to these workshops and more about the actual community. We want teachers who are teaching the kids. We want the clay makers. We want construction workers who are building, the homes. We want various people of all backgrounds to give us a full, luscious view or scope of what Carbondale is and what your priorities are as a community and where your interests are and all that. So everyone is welcome. We are opening it up specifically to people 16 and up. So please come by.
And the performance that's that Saturday, May 27th, is that going to be built from the material that you're inspired by during these workshops? Is it people who are participating, or are you and David going to present everything that you've learned in a performance?
Yeah, so David and I will basically be interpreters of what we learn in these workshops. And so we'll be presenting a piece that is Carbondale, but we will be performing, but we'll be using thought artifacts from the various community members that come to these workshops.
Is there anything else you're excited to do while you're in Carbondale?
Oh, we heard it was bike week while we were there.
That's right.
And New York has a bike program that is awesome in its own way, but as a born and bred New Yorker, I am deathly afraid of riding my bike in the streets of New York, but I'm super excited to ride in Carbondale. And I think there's a bike through, like a drive through, but with a bike. That sounds awesome. So yeah, spending time outside, hiking a bit too, sounds like needed.
Yeah, I can only imagine living in New York City. We'll look forward to meeting you, Marielis. And thank you so much for bringing your project to Carbondale.
Thank you, Raleigh. It's really nice to share the arts with a community beyond the community I've built here in New York. So I know David and I are both really excited to be in Carbondale for a week and share this work with you.